This one gets silly, man. I mean, this was a really fun episode to record. Sometimes we just get these episodes where everything's on a roll. It's another great week in Hawkeye country. We got coaches stepping down. We got coaches throwing hands. Juwan Howard is trying to get in fights. We got a variety of topics on the docket today. So I suggest we just sit back, relax, and you guys know what it is. Let's have a day. Let's go.
Welcome back, Wash Up Walk-Ons fans, episode 295 of the podcast. And tonight, I'm coming to you broadcasting live, banged up. This is my flu game. We just did a little cross-country trek from the bottom of the barrel, Florida, for one of my good high school buddy Griffin's weddings, or his wedding. Drove through the night back to Nashville, got a couple hours of sleep. Couldn't nap, just body wouldn't let me. And my brain doesn't really work right now. So I'm turn this one over and hopefully I just don't make a fool of us.
Remember when you and Griff made out at the party we threw at our house?
Made out?
Yeah, it was like that's, damn near making out. Yeah.
That's gotta be stiff because I'm pretty sure I've never tongued another gentleman.
It checks out to me.
There's a picture out there somewhere.
Wow, there's photo evidence.
There's photo evidence of me doing a lot of really stupid shit in my life.
Well, that's not good. You got to stay out of the way of them cameras, man.
Listen, man, you know that there's nobody who cares less.
That'd be a good t-shirt for you. Just and only you. Drake Kulik.
This face right here.
Drake Kulik. You know there's nobody who cares less. That's like a fucking mission statement. Yeah, so welcome in. There's definitely a couple topics for this podcast, several Iowa football related. First off, I want to start by welcoming Drake back to Nashville. Not that I'm in Nashville, but shout out. Long drive through the night, and Kevin and I received a text in the morning that alluded to it being not a foregone conclusion that you were going to make it home.
Dude, I made it from Sanibel Island to Nashville, Tennessee. To West Nashville, Tennessee in 10 and a half hours.
And what is it supposed to be?
About 12 and a half.
Okay. So allegedly you were speeding.
I didn't follow as many laws as maybe my mother would like.
Okay. Sounds about right. And again, checks out. Kevin, you are coming to us live from the Kevin Ward Den of Success. And I still have the wrestling matchup rolling right now. You said you were watching Kemmer's match. As you are the resident third of this podcast that is basically smarter than us on basically any topic you pull out of a hat, could you please tell us why Kemmer wasn't able to pull that one out there?
Got, he got in on a single leg third period and the scratch didn't work out for him. He got caught in a bad spot, got taken down with like 30 seconds left, and yep, he got the escape. Just couldn't get the takedown he needed to pull it out. Fucking pussy wouldn't wrestle him for the last 30 seconds. But
do you remember when I annoyed the shit out of you when I believe it started with a conversation about how Star Wars is fucking stupid or something along those lines. And I think you took offense to that or something. I don't know. But then
are you talking about when we wrestled?
And then you and I ended up in a 3-round bout in the back house living room.
Yeah, something about like Star Wars versus Harry Potter or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. First of all, that was very fun. And I would like to say that I'd like to do that again. But now that you also have rolling experience, I'm very outmatched on that in this podcast. Looks like I'm going to have to find a gym to gain some rolling experience in. But that was one of the more fun times I've had in college, was rolling around with you for 6 minutes. Yeah. And you can
suspect.
Take it as sexually as you want to out there. And The next day,
that's what you did, Kevin. Six hard.
Dude, I think anybody who gets to roll around with Kevin for any longer than 2 minutes, which isn't very many people, I think they're a lucky person.
You know, there's some intimate positions you get in jiu-jitsu, right, Drake?
Oh, you're nut to butt.
Hey, how many ladies out there do you think would be super jealous of me when I put Kevin in a triangle and won't let him out?
Abe Asad just got body slammed. You think we could sell that on like an OnlyFans? You think we could
make if we don't take advantage of selling Kevin and my match, our exhibition on some platform?
I think that's a missed opportunity. Out. Yeah, it's a missed opportunity.
I think that's a missed opportunity.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm gonna wear a G-string and put my sweaty balls in his nose.
Okay. Those are tiny balls.
I've not agreed to the terms of this fight. And
yeah, Kevin's people are gonna have to sign.
I'm holding out for the bag.
Yeah, the bag, the bag.
The bag is three times as large if that's what Drake is wearing.
If sweaty balls is anywhere in the contract verbiage, then the bag is substantially larger than what originally needed to be. Yeah, we will. We'll do that at some point. I imagine that's our last ditch effort when this podcast finally runs out of content and relevance is really starting to drip. Then we start. That's when you know the long reaches for relevancy come into play. Like, you know, we start selling OnlyFans wrestling matches, and you know, Kevin starts selling his feet pics and all that stuff. So. Is what it is.
You said his meat picks?
Or his meat or his feet, right? Because Kevin's meat is a thing. In fact, there was a... Did I tell you guys about the fucking... I think there was a meat locker somewhere in... I want to say like in Pella. Some guy reached out to us and was like, hey, we could get you... We could figure out a little like a little promotion on Kevin's meat or have him come out with a seasoning or something.
Hey, man, I'd be all for that. I'd come cheap with that. All you got to do is throw a couple tenderloins my way.
Kevin will sell out for any meat deal and sell his meat for anything. Anyway, so we're into the podcast, and this is what we do best, man. You know, you hit record, you talk for 7 minutes, and 7 minutes later, we haven't said anything about anything. So here we are. I do want to welcome a couple, and I haven't done this in a while because back in the... God, back when we were doing that deal in October, when we gained all of those Walk-On Army members who are still with us, shout out to y'all. But I want to shout out a few new patrons because we've gotten a few recently. Dustin, Chris, Alec, Lexi, Doug, Trent, Chris, and Audrey, welcome to the fam. You guys signed up just in time because spring's rolling around. There's going to be a spring drop coming in, oh, I would say 6 to 8 weeks probably. For those listening out there who are like, damn, I could really use some HBAM stuff, or my t-shirt's getting a little raggedy, or I need a sweatshirt. I need one of those cool hats that Kluver has on in the podcast, and Kevin and Drake are, this is a first. Kevin and Drake are aware of the new design, the new Hawks by a Million design that I sent to you guys. And that's finally approved. We've got those in production right now, and those can all be found. Not the new design, that'll take another week or so, but those can all be found right now 24/7 stocked on our website. You go to hawksbyamillion.com or thewashedupwalkons.com, you can find all that. And then we will take that money, and half of it will go to the children, and the other half will feed our Jenny's ice creams addiction. And that's just full transparency. Which, by the way, I'm pretty sure our people reached out to Jenny's people. And we're trying to get something done.
Shut up.
I'm not lying. Now that's going to be on Jenny's people. And if they want to cooperate and they're up for the game, but based on how many people I've had contact us on social media, I'd say we're responsible for about 50, 60 pints of purchase at this point. And that's not the pints that we're eating. So
man, if you throw in the pints, where you eat 10, make it 100.
Oh, cool, boy. Yeah. Way, way, way past 100. All right. So now I was going to do this and then I didn't do it. I was going to read a review. Maybe I'll pull it up in a little bit. Let's go to this. A couple current events in the sporting world. Stefan Diggs, two girls, one hotel room at the same time on Valentine's Day. What do we
one
think?
One hotel, different rooms.
Different rooms. Different rooms. I'm sure many a times.
Which is honestly more impressive than the same room.
Way more impressive.
Have you ever seen the video compilation of the teammates who would you not want to date your sister on the Vikings? And they're all just like, Diggs, Diggs.
Really?
Diggs. And they go to Diggs and they're like, hey, Stefan, you're a pretty popular answer to this question. He's like, what? Me? Man, I'm really a great guy. Two girls, one hotel, different rooms, same day.
But
happy Valentine's Day.
Dude, evidently he finessed it through the entire night, though. How do you do that?
How do you do that?
Like, how do you keep coming up with excuses like, yo, for about 90?
For sure, it's got to be, you just got to say agent talk. You just got to have an agent call your phone.
Yeah.
And then you're like, again, dude, like this better be important.
Yeah. But
and
then like,
listen, man, like this is the most, you know what I'm saying?
Like they're
recently got to have a lot of rounds in the chamber for that night too, though.
Yeah, bro. I mean, I don't want to get too graphic here, but.
And then you obviously got to send them to the spa.
Yeah,
so, I mean, but you got to intertwine those spa times, those agent call times,
teammates calling, you know,
teammate call time. Yeah,
he finessed it, man. Guy's got a system down, and good for it, you know.
How'd he get caught?
I have no idea, but it was all over Twitter, and I thought it was hilarious. And those girls probably don't even give a fuck. Diggs is paying for a hotel room, you know. He's giving him attention.
Diggs gave him a nice Valentine's Day. They appreciated it.
They probably got chocolate, some jewelry. I mean, that man makes a lot of money. I thought that was hilarious. And then did you see the Arizona State kid who transferred and his teammates were just like pulling shit out of his locker and like saying shit like this kid was
absolutely hilarious.
This kid is trash anyway.
Yeah,
no, I didn't see this.
You didn't see it, Kev?
No.
So I think his name is Jaden Daniels. Jade. So he was a quarterback for Arizona State. And he played. Like,
yep.
Broski was the starter. Yeah, Arizona State quarterback, Jaden Daniels, enters transfer college football portal. And then his teammates, like, saw it on Twitter. And then all of a sudden there was like this Twitter video of like, it would have been like, it was people, it was his own teammates raiding his locker for like gear. That's what it looked like.
Yeah, to me, it looked like they were just throwing all this shit out.
Or maybe they were throwing it out.
We have done to teammates. I have been a part of throwing all teammates shit out in the past.
What? Who?
Oh yeah. Don't remember exactly who, just remember doing it.
But they had left and they were gone for a while before that happened, though.
Yes. Yeah, they were. Yeah.
Like they were.
Not like it was announced on Twitter and you immediately like go walk over to the guy's, right. Guy's locker. And
like, start. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know it was like they saw the announcement.
It was right away. They saw it was like, it was like the guy didn't even have a chance to come up to the facility and take it, like, you know, clean his shit out yet.
Oh.
They were like hyenas on a dead elk or antelope. I guess it would be antelope. They were just picking the bones, bro. That's disrespect. And I think like Herm Edwards was there was a whole bunch of disrespect going on. I don't know. Speaking of disrespect, Juwan Howard, how do we feel on this show about coaches throwing hands post game? I'm all for it.
Happen more often.
I'm all for it.
What happened?
You didn't see it.
Dude, I don't see anything.
God, you suck.
Wisconsin-Michigan game.
Today.
Today. Wisconsin coach, like, goes to shake hands and does it, like, very aggressively, like, grabs him by the elbow, too, and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Juwan Howard's like, get off me, you know? And it ends up turning into, like, a little bit of a scrum. And Juwan Howard ends up coming in with, I don't even know what to call it.
It
wasn't a slap. It wasn't a punch. It was something in between.
He ended up smacking
the stock and slap. It was the Nate Diaz Stockton slap.
Yeah, it was. Yes. Yeah, it was like that. So I've got the video right here. I'm just going to show it to you, Drake, live on the air.
This is some Rogan-esque shit right here. Hey, yeah. Hey, young Jamie, pull it up real quick.
Yeah, Jamie, pull it up. So here we go. You got that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he tries to walk by him, and he feels this coach feels disrespected because he was going to walk right by, and Juwan's like, fuck that, dude. I ain't shaking your hand. They get into this little scrum here. Now watch. This is the guy that gets smacked. Watch this. Smack.
Oh, shit. No, that was a jab.
Yeah, I mean, they slowed it down. Yeah,
kind of.
Yeah, it was pretty open palm. But then they, like, the Michigan players, like, legitimately start throwing hands here.
Oh, dude, no. Listen, if I would have gotten the green light, if somebody would have punched Coach Ferentz or punched Coach Woods or somebody, and I would have just got the green light, I would have immediately started an absolute brawl.
Bro, if KF is throwing haymakers, then it's
no.
It's over, bro. It's over. It's all on. It is 110 on 110.
And I thought about this because, and this is where, obviously, as a head coach, you cannot do this, right? Now, are we joking when we say we're four coaches throwing hands? I think we're joking less than you guys think we are. But if you're a head coach, you have to know you can hear it in our voices when we talk about it. The three of us would die for Coach Kirk Ferentz. And if someone punched KF, dude, if Harbaugh threw hands at KF, Harbaugh's dead.
Or as Kevin said, if KF threw hands at Harbaugh,
right?
We said the king has his soldiers. And if the king swings, the soldiers are coming.
Dude, it's
the soldiers are marching.
A tent hut, because it's time to go to war.
Yeah, I mean, he's the leader. He's El Capitan.
And he shows the way. So if it's okay for coach to start throwing punches, hey, the floodgates are open. Floodgates are open.
And you just let the floodgates open for a bunch of maniacs to charge.
All right, now, here we go. Big right, Ten football done. Coach, who above anyone else do you want to take a swing at?
It's PJ Fleck, dude. Or James.
I thought you liked PJ Fleck.
Oh, but he's still so punchable, though. No. Kevin, no. That's putting words in my mouth.
I thought we've had a few conversations on this. You're a PJ Fleck fanboy.
I'm not. See, you're missing.
Oh, you love PJ Fleck, don't you? He's your guy.
Yeah,
fanboy.
Yeah, let me lick his butthole real quick. No, dude, I play devil's advocate for all the people who see his Gervais fake juice, which why isn't that a shirt yet? Who see that, and I advocated for it being, I think that is real. And when they initially came in that first year, I also said that I think that his players buy into it. I think that he will be good for that team, and that in a matter of three seasons, he would be competitive in the West. They were, like, three seasons later in his third year, they won 10 games. They were 10-2. That's all I've ever said. I never said that I'm a PJ Fleck guy, as much as you want to put that in my mouth, or as much as I look like him if I take my hat off. Which I'm
he's who you're taking a swing at then?
I think I remember that James Franklin still coaches in the conference, and I think it would be very hard to not do harm to him if given the choice of the other 13 coaches sans KF.
Drake?
I mean, I can't even think of anyone else who deserves it. I mean, Frost.
Yeah, God damn it. I was going to say Harbaugh, but then it might have to be James Franklin.
I mean, dude, Penn State is scum. They're scum.
It's James Franklin.
Yeah.
Oh, it's 1 million percent James Franklin. There's not even a close second for me.
I'd crack his fucking turtle shell. God. Scuba Frank. Hey, we'll run a poll. Hey, when this comes out, I'll even post this as the clip. If you had a chance if you had a chance at home to throw hands at one opposing Big Ten coach, who would it be?
We could do a GoFundMe, see if we can raise enough money for me to go to Happy Valley and beat the shit out of him.
So, I mean, the guy's a millionaire. I don't know if there's a GoFundMe out there that.
Yeah. Hey, let's bring that one to James's agent. Hey,
No. This is just a side one.
Oh, we're just this
to
is
pay me to get out of jail.
Okay, this is your so the GoFundMe's is your bail bond. Okay,
it's for your bail, so you're going to get out for a year, then you're going directly back to prison. Right,
they're going to hold the trial, but I'm guessing
they're going to throw away the.
I'm
key.
Guessing that Drake doesn't make it to trial in that situation.
Yeah, we're gonna Drake's gonna be calling from Paraguay.
Yeah, Drake's either out of the country or in the dirt.
You ever see the guy eat the cyanide pill? They say you are found guilty of first degree yada yada, and the guy just bites down on the cyanide pill, seizes up, and dies right there in the chair.
I've seen stuff like that. Yeah. Kevin, I'm pretty sure I showed you the that.
Oh no, this could hurt somebody.
Yes, dude. Yeah. Dude, that's one of the most fucked up videos I've ever seen.
Ever. What happened?
You exposed me to like a lot of fucked up shit. I saw some of the messed up videos as a kid, but
not as many.
You both assholes showed me like the really messed up.
What did I do?
This was in your guys' dorm room freshman year.
I showed you that freshman year.
Just because I was roomed with the weird kid that we all ended up getting tied into because of me.
And you want to know what? I think this actually speaks to why initially, and the feelings are coming back, but it's been a 15-year trauma. It's been a 15-year trauma on this that I was desensitized to very crazy, inhumane shit because of the invention of YouTube and videos that were not supposed to be seen by anybody. I'm not going to name those videos. Many of you out there have seen some of them. I, Tyler Kluver, have seen all of them. I've seen all of them multiple times. And if you guys are interested in what Kevin and I were alluding to, just search Bud Dwyer. And I don't want you to go any further than that. But,
bro, man, like, seriously, had me messed up in the head.
It's fucked up. That's fucked up. You don't want to see that shit. But after you've seen a guy get chainsawed in half,
I mean, I've seen it.
What is there left to see, man? Hey, what is there left to see? So that's when I really knew where the human race was. Anyway, that all started with Juwan Howard throwing hands. He's obviously going to be reprimanded somehow. People are calling for his head. I actually like the excitement. I love how the announcers, when they see that shit too, they're like, oh, here we go. It's getting dirty.
It's like, yeah, like they're about to cut to commercials. And then there's like, oh, we got more action. Obviously, you're a head coach. You got to be above that stuff. But when you're in the moment and stuff like that, it's like it happens, man.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's not that big a deal in my
opinion. Hey, is there a single action in the world, in life anymore, that isn't trying to be canceled by somebody?
No.
Well, no. I mean, we're not going to fire the guy, but you can't condone just taking swings.
Hoover said there was a bunch of people calling for his head.
No.
Oh yeah, there was plenty of people on social media saying that he should absolutely be fired.
I don't think anyone, probably opposing teams and no one with any real significance behind them.
But that's just my point, Kevin, is like somewhere for some reason somebody's trying to get canceled for something, everything.
Yeah, I mean social media is big enough now where we're to that point. There's somebody right now trying to, in fact, it's me. We found him. He's in Waukee, Iowa. And I am trying to cancel Drake Kulik for eating 16 peanut butter cups a week. Right. I'm trying
to tell the people my secrets.
Drake's he's got a Reese's 16 problem.
16 peanut butter cups a week.
Yeah. That's the number he gave me before the podcast. So we're going to go through
what 2.5 a day.
Well, we're gonna.
I eat like 4 king sizes a week, because then the other days I usually eat ice cream.
You ever see like Reese's came out with like a big one, like basically a cake?
Bro,
I kind of want it too.
Have you seen the whole when we were? I don't know when Reese's were invented, but it used to just be the peanut butter cup. And I'm not I don't go inside gas stations very much. But this fall, when I was going to Iowa City for the games, we would stop and like take a piss in Tiffin before we get to Iowa City. I walk into the gas station. Reese's basically has its own goddamn aisle now. They've got 48 different products. It's unbelievable.
They put potato chips in them now.
Pretzels, fucking peanuts, peanut butter, everything. Dude, Reese's runs the world. If you, Diabetes is a cash cow. It's amazing. That's what we got to do. We got to pivot this Washed Up Walk-Ons brand to something that fat people love.
Name it like some sort of snack, a walkie something.
Yeah. I mean, we got to make our own candy bar or something.
Yeah.
I mean, we could just copy something else and just rebrand it. I don't know. We'd make a lot of money. Speaking of making money, let's do a little advertisement. You guys know AdCraft. They're our partner. They've been doing our merch. You guys remember when we first did our merch and then we had to refund all of our fucking customers?
Yeah, we were really excited because we sold a whole lot of stuff. And then we were just like, a few weeks go by, it's like, hey, you're going to send out our stuff? And they're like,
yeah, no, we're not. Because actually, for some reason, even though we're like a legit company, we didn't get it approved. Well, you don't have to worry about that with AdCraft. AdCraft has your answers. Years ago, AdCraft took the time and effort to build their streamlined custom apparel web store service, and it wasn't easy, but they felt it was necessary. Unlike the other fucking guys that we were using, not going to name names, AdCraft's custom merch web store service is designed to make ordering custom apparel and merch easy and efficient. So if you guys have ideas like us out there, because once a fucking show, I go, hey, that should be on a t-shirt. We've already said it twice. Drake's own t-shirt, the fake Gervas juice. If you guys got ideas like that for a AU team, or you've got a family reunion, or you just want to make some funny shirts for some event you're doing with your buddies, hey, AdCraft is the people for you. They have a team in place to take care of the entire process. All you really need to do is promote your store to whoever is potentially going to buy your shirt and then collect the profit check. They're great for high school sports, booster clubs, athletic club teams, companies, and much more. Visit adcraftwebstores.com to bring your custom merch to life. And that's called a dynamic read right there. That's how you work it in. Just like,
oh, shit.
Just like Stefon Diggs was working it in on those two girls in the hotel.
This is a family program.
It's not. And it never has been. Oh, man. Holy shit. All right. Back to the this is good. So I don't know if I talked to you guys about this, but that Brecht kid, right? The receiver from Ankeny, he's throwing 100 miles an hour now.
100?
Yeah.
100.
Yeah, he's throwing 100. So he's good at football, right? But I say he never fucking touches a football again if you're throwing 100 miles an hour. Right? I mean, that's the move.
Don't chance that arm.
No. Imagine he try. I really think if you're throwing 100 miles an hour and you're trying to play two sports, and he just made his debut. He pitched four innings. He had like seven strikeouts. I think he got the win this weekend in a 3-0 sweep for Iowa baseball, who I think is supposed to be pretty good this year. Hey, man. Just go to the league. Just go to the big leagues, you know? Fuck the football.
Yeah, I mean, if we're looking at a purely financialist, forget about the sport of football.
You know how hard it is to throw 100 miles an hour? Dude,
Like, that's insane.
The kid's,
what, 19? 18, 19?
19 at the most.
100?
100.4 in practice, like, last week, I think, is what... Heller
did
said.
The whole place lose their fucking gourd?
Well, I don't know if there was a batter in the box when it happened, but I'm sure he wasn't happy about it, you know, because that's hard to see. I mean, we're talking about you're throwing it fast.
Might have been in his elbow. First time he ever hit 100, that one might have been high.
Dude, I'm just saying, like, even for Major League Baseball pitchers, what percent of them actually touch 100? Not a lot.
I'd say 20% maybe.
Yeah. And that's go to the league, kid. Hey, get that bag. Like Kevin's talking about, get that bag, homie. You know?
Yeah.
And he's a receiver.
Walk off the plane, go down the escalators to the baggage claim.
Hey,
I mean, and pitchers get
paid, bro. Pitchers get paid. Hey, and not only that, but his position on the football team is receiver. So,
receivers at Iowa do not get
paid. What are you giving up? You know, what are you giving up?
Our man Mir out there scored a few touchdowns this year, but
and I'll take that back.
Exception to the rule,
I think.
But it like a 100-mile-an-hour MLB pitcher wipes his ass with Amir's salary this year.
Oh yeah, Keegan Johnson's probably gonna get paid, right? That kid's gonna get his. But the last receiver before Amir Smith-Marset to catch a touchdown in the league was Tim Dwight. So
I was going to sneak in a lawsuit comment in there, just try and drop a bomb, but I just didn't think it was going to be funny enough.
We've said enough things that were legally riding the line in this podcast already. I don't think we need any more. Most of them have come out of my mouth too. You'll like this one, Drake, that kid you posted on your Instagram, Aaron Graves. Holy shit.
Yeah, that guy's a monster.
Bro, talk about...
Holy smokes.
These are the kids. So here's a belief, and many of you will probably not follow me with this listening. We're all created equal in a sense, right? And how I look at that statement is we're all entitled to the same stuff that we can't... that would be based on stuff we can't control. Skin color, sex, gender... where you come from, right? But then there comes a time where genetics, in a physical sense, when it comes to sporting events, really, really demonstrates that we are not created equally, okay? And then you start to pair that with how you behave and how you develop as a young adult into a young, like a young person, productive human in society. This kid is winning life at a higher rate than most people do. He wrestled in the morning, dropped 33 in his high school sub-state basketball game at night, or they're not in sub-state yet, but like they're late in the season. Woke up the next morning and wrestled in the semis. He actually lost that match to the champion, state champion, who's also a unit. I think he's committed to Iowa wrestling. And so the kid's a top four state wrestler. He's elite at basketball. He's 6'4 and a half, 260, fast as shit for that size, and he's committed to Iowa to play defensive end.
Oh, I was hoping he was going to play tackle, bro.
Maybe he does. I don't know. He plays end right now, though. He's got speed, man. And length.
Yeah, you want to have elite feet and play tackle, man. Look at Tristan. Tristan's got speed.
No, he's defense.
I know that. But what I'm saying is I was hoping that he would be an offensive tackle with freaky athleticism like that, Tristan.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose they could convert him. He's the kind of kid coming out of high school who, like, he could really do anything he wanted to do. Like, shit, he could probably lose 20 pounds and be an elite tight end, honestly. Like, he's just really built different.
I would say probably don't pitch, lose 20 pounds to that guy.
No.
I think he's probably going to tell you to sit on your fist and he's transferring.
Well, that's not what I would pitch to him. I would pitch to him adding about 25 and trying to be Aaron Donald. That's what I would pitch to him.
Decent.
You can't try to be Aaron.
Well, right.
Hey, dude, you shoot for the stars, land on the moon, and hey, you still got to the moon.
True.
Hopefully you pack the suit, though, because then you won't be breathing.
Aaron Donalds are made in labs. Aaron transformed it.
It's funny, though, because, like, he is low body fat and, like, shredded for how big he is. But it's so funny to see people say online that he's, like, 4 or 5% body fat who don't know, like, anything about real.
But is he lower than 12?
Yeah, probably. He's right around 10, probably, I think.
Lower than 12 and playing inside the guards?
Yeah, it's stupid. No, that's what I'm saying. It's still absolutely stupid how built he is. You're Kevin's right. You just don't find guys like that, really. And that goes back to it. Like, I mean, take LeBron or whoever you want to take. Like, we're not all created equal, and that's okay. You know, we all have our thing. But yeah, let's move on to some Iowa football stuff as we go along here. We are the only team in the Big Ten, and Kevin and I touched on this a little bit when you lunched it in a couple weeks ago, Drake.
We are? Everyone else quit?
We're the only team in the Big Ten. Yeah. It actually, that was the result of that new alliance thing. It ended up that we're just in the Big Ten by ourselves. No, we're the only team in the Big Ten for football that did not sign somebody out of the transfer portal this offseason. In my opinion, that might be a miss. That might be.
And we had some glaring weaknesses that could have for sure been at least brought in to be refortified.
Yeah. I likened it on Twitter to, hey, it's like Thanksgiving and the desserts come out and you're just like, hey, I'm good. I don't need to take a look at the brownies. I don't need to look at the moon pie. There's a pumpkin pie.
Dang, does this feel kind of like a bad miss?
Yeah, it feels.
Did we have Scully room?
I don't know about that, and that is a factor. But
Scully room.
I know
we had some underachieving bastards on the field.
I know for a fact that we offered several kids in the portal, so you can't say we didn't try. But man, the only team to not land somebody, it's like the portal's a new game, man. And if you're going to be the worst at recruiting the portal, that's going to show up.
That's going to be a problem.
Michigan State was good last year because they killed the portal. I mean, like,
crushed it. Absolutely crushed it.
And yeah. And you're not going to be able to do that every year or even every 5 years. But like, hey, go get a Charlie Jones from Buffalo, right? Like, it feels like a miss to me. And in the conversation that Kevin and I had, we talked about quarterback mainly. And we were focusing on like all these like Oklahoma had two elite quarterbacks, both transfer out, USC, South Carolina. There's quarterbacks going from all over the place to wherever. Like, I don't even know.
That is kind of dope that Caleb Williams just is that tight with Lincoln Riley. He's just like, hey, I'm not playing quarterback if it's not for coach Lincoln right. Riley. Like,
saw a tweet, like an analogy on Twitter where people were giving Lincoln Riley shit about taking a bunch of players from Oklahoma to USC. And he was like, I didn't take him from Oklahoma. I took him from the transfer portal. And someone quote tweeted it with, I didn't order McDonald's. I got DoorDash.
I didn't get
McDonald's. The internet's undefeated, man. That's a good one.
It is. It is. The internet is an incredible place. Yeah, man. I don't
funny know. Jokes. And then you got the videos that Kluber is looking.
One jar, one man, one jar.
Wide spectrum.
Not good.
Stop.
Oh, there's 15 or 20 of them I could rattle off, but I just don't want to do that to our fans. I don't want them to have to go through that. Dude, you turn loose the internet and videos in 2006 to a sixth grade Tyler Kluber. I mean, he was going to find the deep, dark parts of the internet.
You remember, you know what the internet reminds me of? I just kind of thought of this. You remember the Always Sunny?
I just watched that episode last night.
Episode where it was like, I don't know what if you're thinking of the same one I am.
No, go.
But the episode where you're like, the bar has just got to be about freedom. And they just let people do whatever they want. And it starts off good and they have a good party up. And it ends up with people playing Russian roulette downstairs in the basement. That's the internet, man.
Yeah.
You got some fun stuff out there, some good stuff, some positive uplifting stuff. And then you got people out just, one, trolling and doing the worst, saying the worst possible shit you can possibly imagine and posting the absolute worst of humanity the internet. It is incredible.
And it almost
makes it's horrifying and it's awesome and it's great and it's terrible.
It makes it feel like there is no in between.
And I'm not sure if it's a net positive or net negative on our society, but it's there. And we're just going through it.
It does cross my mind a lot how we really don't have long-term data on like what social media and the internet can do to a person over the course of
the short-term data is not good.
Short-term data.
I was just about to say we have short-term data that says it drives people absolutely fucking insane.
Like, can you imagine after 50 or 100 years of this stuff, like where we're going to be at communication-wise as a society? It's going to be horrible. But those who sift through all the bullshit and are able to, like, you know, be logical thinkers, critical thinkers.
Delete the shit.
Don't interact with it for a majority of their life, like they're going to rise, you know, cream rises to the top. There's just going to be a whole lot less cream.
See, I do think that, like, you know, cream rises to the top and there's going to be a lot easier to rise to the top. But at the same time, I think gonna be a whole lot of cream left. It feels.
That's like. What I'm saying. It's like the amount of cream relative.
The cream's gonna be outnumbered by a lot, boys.
I know this. We'll still have you, cream. You're still gonna be the cream.
Yeah, my cream will still be around.
This is a fucking awesome episode, man. This is why I do this fucking podcast. So you know, we miss in the transfer portal, and I don't know if it's gonna be very hard to say. On the field next year, like point out a specific player too, where we're like, see, if we would have just hit the transfer portal hard, that play right there wouldn't happen. It's not going to be able to be that quantifiable. But
hey, Coach Wallace, you didn't say nothing.
What?
I don't know. I just feel like that would be a Coach Wallace spot to just stand up in the media and be like, you know, guys, might want to take a look at this transfer portal.
Hey, you think we could look at the fucking portal?
Success in this fucking portal.
You think there's any fucking dudes out there in the portal? Holy shit.
You didn't ask the questions, coach?
Special team, really? 7:45. Get your fucking ass in here. Yeah, man, I don't know. We're pretty solid, right? Like, we're going to be a good football team next year, but hey.
Can you ever have too many good players?
Yeah, right. Like that's a good problem to have.
But they're just giving them away for free after you get to take a look at them, dude. Right. After you let somebody else ride the horse and potentially get fucked over.
Yeah, Coach O'Keefe steps down as quarterback coach.
May have been time.
Old guy, right? I think he's 70, or maybe 69. Right.
And there's probably a certain way that he teaches a quarterback to play, and it may have been more conservative than what is the future of the program.
Yeah, and this brings up a conversation that I think a lot of people in the Iowa fan base is having. This is where we'll end this podcast tonight. But is KF – we talked about it. It's KF's team. It's KF's offense. KF's vibe. Right? Ken O'Keefe, he was there once, then went away and came back. Like, he's kind of part of the that Coach Ferentz thinking streamline of ideas and philosophy. Are they holding back the quarterback position a little bit? I don't know. Should the quarterback coach, I saw this, and I don't know, I can't remember who to credit this, but one of the writers out there said this on Twitter this week. Should the quarterback coach also be the offensive coordinator? Greg Davis was.
I tend to think it's more advantageous for it to be, because if you can get your quarterback to be thinking as closely related to your offensive coordinator as possible, that's the best case scenario.
I would agree.
And if nobody else spends more time with the quarterback than the quarterback's coach, and if he's also the guy calling the plays, then over the course of not only just one off season, one whole career, a guy gets really kind of on the same mental wave. It's never going to be as much as a guy like Aaron Rodgers has with his coaches, where he legitimately just sometimes takes over.
Right.
But it can be to a point where the quarterback really understands the ideas of what the offensive coordinator is trying to do in all situations.
What do you think about that, Kev?
I don't know, man. I think the relationship between a quarterback and the coordinator is a special one. Every other
special player. Too. If and, that one's a bad one, then we're all doomed.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. But it's unique in the way that I don't think that any of us in the positions that we played could really speak to the dynamic there effectively.
Yeah, it's a dynamic that we don't understand for sure. It does make sense saying the words like, oh, that would be like Drake, you were BF was calling the offense and he was in the running back room. Right. And you have spoken before about how when they made that switch from Coach White to Coach Ryan, and he was calling the offense, you learned so much more past just the running back shit schematically that it was like mind blowing to you. So it would
feel, that is correct.
So it would feel like if that was the both the OC and the that makes sense to me, right? But I also don't know how much a quarterback's coach could change.
And it would also make sense to me from a standpoint of time allotment.
Yeah.
Because if the offensive coordinator isn't the quarterback's coach, I would assume that the offensive coordinator then does have personal meetings with the quarterback.
Yeah.
I find it hard to believe that that wouldn't happen. So then you just are adding more meetings to the schedule that you could potentially two birds, one stone it.
I agree. This,
God. But then again, I played fullback and don't know shit. So
you ran your head into a lot of walls.
I hit my head a lot.
Yeah. And I'm just, dude, I'm telling you this, like everyone in Kinnick could have come off the bench and just done my job. So that's, I also don't know. Greg Davis, Ken O'Keefe, they're old school guys. They've been around a while. We got to find somebody to replace him. What if we replace him with, you know, we've made this quote from Step Brothers like two out of the last four podcasts, but like, hey, we've had the old bulls.
I've got an idea.
Maybe we get a young calf.
I've got an idea.
Okay.
Michael Vick.
Kevin's face. I was going to say Nate Stanley. I was just bring Nate Stanley back in. Have him coach the quarterbacks. Michael Vick is where he went with that one. Holy shit. Hey,
I said it was an idea.
It's an idea. I don't know if.
No.
I don't know if he. No. He kind of. The reason
Michael Vick is like, I'm canceling Michael Vick. He's canceled in my life.
You can't be. You can't cancel. You can't already got canceled.
I love dogs too much that Michael Vick is canceled in my life.
You already got canceled. Also, the fact that he was good at quarterback because of his athletic ability, and not because he was sound in the pocket. Right.
Hey, but he will have him in the mindset of a playmaker.
Yep.
What does that even mean?
I'm not even going to. I'm trying to make jokes. I'm not going to make jokes here. Oh, man. I don't know who's going to replace. I have heard, you know, they start floating names out there on Twitter. David Rye is a guy who multiple people said he used to be.
Making a corned beef sandwich?
Yeah. Yeah. Joey Wheatbread. We're going to replace him with him. No.
We got fucking David Rye bread over here because our offensive line looked like a whole bunch of corned beef last year.
Holy shit. We're making. Hey, Kevin used to order a hefty portion of corned beef from the Ohio V meat counter.
I like some corned beef.
Dude, that corned beef from Red Pepper was wild.
Oh yeah, they had a great
that Reuben sure. was crazy.
Yeah, we'll cook you up a Reuben. I don't know who's gonna replace him, but there's an opening. Hey, so everybody out there who thinks that they know how the quarterback should be playing, where he should be throwing the ball, this is your chance, Cheeto Fingers. Get those resumes out. Wash your hands first, because they're not gonna take orange Cheeto powdery resumes in the office. So send those in, and then hey. Maybe they'll hire you. Couch quarterbacks are coming out to play. That's all I got for tonight, boys. Good episode. You got anything else?
That was it. That's all we got. That's 26 minutes, dude.
You're high.
And he is, because we've been going for an hour.
Oh, that's 56 minutes.
Yeah. So with that, wow. We'll just, that's where the state of the podcast. You know what? And that's why we love you, Drake.
Oh, shit. I got it.
295.
I haven't got enough sleep. You know, right. That's not my fault.
We know. Everybody have a fantastic week. 295. We'll talk to you next time. Peace.